You know, with everything that's going on, this kind of come up in my spirit to go ahead and talk about this just a little bit with people not knowing whether they're male or female and all this kind of identity stuff. You know, it begs the question of how do you identify? How do you identify? Go with me to Colossians 3:3 and we'll start it right there. Here's what he says in Colossians 3:3. It says, "For you are dead, and your life is hid in." I'm sorry, your life is hid with Christ in God. Your life is hid in Christ with God. Now think about this for a minute. When God looks at you, He sees the blood of Jesus Christ. When God looks at you as a born again child of God, He identifies you as Christ. You realize that? The devil, when he sees you, he identifies you as Christ. Amen. That's your identity is in Christ. You know, with everything that's going on in the world today, they have this AI. Everybody, I'm sure you're hearing about the artificial intelligence and all the things now that they can do. And they just keep upping it and doing different things. They really have the ability to put your face on somebody else's body and you wouldn't know the difference but what it wouldn't you. So what they're doing is they're concealing somebody in you. It's your face, but it's somebody else. Well, you see, that's kind of the way it is with us being hid in Christ. God applied the blood of Jesus Christ to our life, and so now we're hid in Christ. Thank God for that. See, our identity has to be in Christ because there's none other name, right? Jesus is the only name. So now, let me show you, if this is again very familiar, but Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 6, let's just look at that again. It says, "But God, who's rich in mercy, for His great love wherein He loved us, even when we're dead in sins, hath quickened us together." That word quickened there means making us alive together with Christ. Notice that. You're made alive with Christ. By grace are you saved, and has raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Now, I just want you to be able to see that God raised us up and He put us equal with the Lord Jesus Christ. We preached on this a lot, but you need to get a hold of this. The fact that God, for a better lack of terms, is put you on the same level as the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you're not Jesus, but you are and have the mind of Christ, and you are anointed the same way Jesus is anointed. Amen. With the same Holy Spirit. The same Holy Spirit that came down and descended on Jesus like a dove is the same Holy Spirit that's on the inside of you. So you have to get a hold of that fact that you're not lesser than anybody. Because I got the Holy Ghost on the inside of me. And greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. So when I start realizing that, see, I start identifying real quickly with the Lord Jesus Christ because I realize I've got the Spirit of God on the inside of me. The same Spirit that Jesus had on the inside of Him. Matter of fact, He said, "It's expedient for me to go away. I need to get off the earth so I can go back to the Father, and I'll send the Holy Spirit back to you." The same Holy Spirit that was in Him. And the Bible says that He sent in Acts chapter 2. He sent the Holy Spirit down. Amen. So now He's living us. Once we get born again, we get born of the Spirit. We get filled with the Spirit, get baptized in the Holy Ghost. We get filled with the Spirit. So the Spirit of God's in us. Now, with all that being said, Christians should display a Christ-like love. We've got a big problem in the world today, and that's all. They are so into the world, and they don't see anything wrong with a lot of this. Jesus says that your light shines before men. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your diverse light. See, here's the thing. What He said there is that this is Jesus in you. We're at this place in the church. Now, I understand how more as morals drop. Integrity drops. We're seeing in the churches that He said lower and lower and lower. And you see, one of the stories isn't. God, we said one time, things were shining out open the church, and all of a sudden, you heard preachers having delivered from the high. And before I go over, and of course, once you got there from the pile of Sunday, so I used to talk about ministry, whatever my Lord's standard was, that's what people live on in the night. I don't wear it tonight. But I'm going to wear Sunday. I'm still dressed. This is still business dress. Right? casual business dress. You know, but here's what I'm trying to say is if we're not careful and we lower the standard too much, we get to the point where it's kind of gets out of hand. And you know, and I was just watching the other day, and I thought, man, because I saw it when it was going on. When I saw, is it the mission center? Is that where he spent all the time? Huh? Well, the whole time he was running the city, when he had prison bomb there, you know. And now they let him swear. But your doormats, what's it? They voted, but not give the word open. Yes, that's what happened. It takes somebody and six of us are in the cross. We can't let that happen to us. Unless you see a last laid-back, lazy Christian back then. Come on, you can't go to Facebook, see Jesus out here as well as they do on Facebook. Because when they see you living that lifestyle, then they can identify you with Christ. Right? Come on, when they see you living like the world, then they identify you with the world. Matter of fact, the world will look and see when they see you acting like them. They'll say, well, they're no better than I am. You know, I'm like it. They've got no problem. They should live to the point of Christ. Now, I'm sure we all have a case. We need to repent and get together ourselves up. They know what God, and I need to be acting like I'm. Amen. So I don't want to go to a lawyer that's probably not after a professional. Come on, I'm not going to be like a lawyer. He's not going to be able to even know what the dog's on. Oh, he can't go anywhere. You know, I feel a little better out there. That would make you better off. Come on. He's got a little position. You see, what I'm saying is this. I'm not trying to get represented when they're represented when they're not. Amen. When we did kettle corn for the YMCA in town, we found kettle corn church. Not why, but we were at YMCA so that they go to our day. But you see, if God comes behind you and blames you, don't be very cautious about what they say today. If you don't know, you don't have a business there, it's the law. Come on, God. You see, so that's my mind that with Christ, not with the word. Oh, you know, if you start thinking about that, you know, even with that question, they're representing what the question would put on. Bigness, they're representing that. You see, so that thing, folks, can open up doors if you're not watching what you're doing. So I don't want to get off the subject too much. I want to keep us thinking about Christ and about us identifying Christ and about our actions. You get a moment. This is what you want to do. Consider this for a moment. And the line back on that is that first response. I don't care that in the hands. So then start acting other than the first. You know, there's a moment talking about everything. First, you're not talking about the law. You say, our actions are not. Well, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to move on faster. And the face was mad. Right? Come on, we're both going to have to do when you're hurt. That way, for everyone to get you out. Oh, me, she won't do this. She just refused to speak. So I'm not going to do self-check. But for my own mercy, I'll go self-check. I wait here for 30 minutes or I can shoot through there and get on out of there. So I work for Walmart, too, by the way, you know, so. You know, they share much weight on snow. I'm just kidding. But I'm going to read this. It says, when the queen of Sheba heard the fame of Solomon at Jerusalem, with the very baked stones, and when she was come to Solomon, she commissioned, and there was nothing here for Solomon which she told her not. The house that he built, and the meat of his table, all his ministers, and their apparel, he said, by which he went up into the house of the Lord, there was no more. It was a true report which I heard in my own land, and all my eyes had seen it, and behold, the one thing that I heard. I go on, have your army hanging down to see if Solomon really was what Solomon said he was, a man of God that followed God, that was blessed of God, that had been given wisdom of God. When she came down there, she got taken away. Notice some of the things that it was. And then the attendants, and they didn't get right on by the other churches, especially those in Miami, you made them feel like they were at home. And what do you know? See, that's you. That's what you did. But you see, it's also part of the integrity of the apparel of the ministers. And the apparel is what she's saying, for dress, for what they were doing. Something to that. Right? If you look at the way they're dressed, you have to scratch your head. I mean, you get both men and women. Sometimes the problem is, look at them, you think they're trying to represent Christ, right? Pretty and wear their fashions and all that stuff. I got news for you.
If the church tries to stay with the world, the church is going to get over in a bad mess. Because, I mean, you guys know as well as I do. I mean, I was around in the 60s. I was born in 61. So the last part of the 60s, I was aware, you know, maybe some, and then right on into the 70s. And that was an era when the clothes were, I mean, you know, there was the mini skirts and there was all that stuff going on. And that was supposed to be cool. You know, but then it kind of went from that and the dress lengths came back down and stuff and everything got a little bit more modest for a little while. But how many knows it's turned around now? I mean, you know, I've seen homecoming pictures that I don't know how they can even sit down. Don't get mad at me because I'm preaching good here now. You know, what I'm saying is, and a lot of them go to church, a lot of the ones I've seen, because I'm mostly friends with Christians. Some of the friends I'm friends with, it's preachers' children and Christians' children and all that. And you know, I mean, listen, if you put them on display, people's going to look. And you've got to be careful because some of those lookers are perverts and they're allowed to be takers. So you have to be careful about that stuff, you know. But it doesn't seem to bother anybody that that's going on. We're taking our suits on to come to church and we're dressing our kids up like streetwalkers, for a better term. You can get mad at me about it if you want to, but it's the truth. And I know everybody, well, that's just the style. It's the world's style, not the church's style. The church talks about modesty and women dressing themselves modestly and men behaving themselves like men. And see, that's what represents Christ, not you looking like the world and trying to have the prettiest dress on or the fanciest suit on or whatever. See, because this is all about you being a child of God. I'm going to tell you something. Out of all the proms and all the homecomings and all the other things they do so they can go buy expensive stuff, that won't mean a thing when it comes time for Jesus to come. I would venture to say a lot of folks probably given more for their outfits that they're put wearing than what they give to their church in a year. You can get me mad about that, but I believe it's true because, you know, as a pastor, I know things, okay? And you see that kind of stuff go on and you're just like, man, where is the thoughts of the Lord and what we're supposed to be doing for Him and how we're supposed to be representing Him as the body of Christ? And people will get mad at me. I'm sure I'm probably making some folks mad right now, but I'll just have to make them mad because you know me. I'm going to say it because it's the truth. And if I'm lying, you tell me. You just say, oh, no, you're not right. But you know I'm right. You see it, too. Just everybody's afraid to say it, right? Nobody wants to say it, but it's the truth. Come on, there's a lot of things that just crazy, you know. And so we have to understand that we are supposed to be representing Christ. When people know we go to church, as a parent, when they know you and your family go to church, then you have to question. I mean, you know, it's to want to be like other kids. You know, I can remember Stephanie walking down the stairs before, you know, and she was never really bad. But I can remember her walking down the stairs before in a dress. And her mommy looked back up the stairs and say, back upstairs and change that. That's too short. See, it got real quiet. Well, I don't want to hurt my kid's feelings. I'd rather hurt her feelings than let her go out dressed up. Come on. Train them up in the way they should go. And when they get old, they won't depart from it. Don't let them train you up. Yeah, but this is the style. This is the way they're wearing. I understand this is the way they're wearing them. But if you look at some of the dresses out there, some of the prettiest dresses were the ones that were down to their knees. Decent, you know. Still pretty. Not old-fashioned, you know. But you see, it's all about what you're displaying. Come on. You know, you have to be careful about that. We ought to be displaying Christ, not displaying the world. Amen. You have to, you know, and some folks just wonder about why things happen. Well, there's some of the reasons that things like that do happen. But she recognized all this through the way they were dressed, and she saw it. And so she saw God through Solomon, the Queen of Sheba did. Everything he represented God, and she saw it. And she just, her breath was taken. Don't you want to just take somebody's breath by your faith in God and your representation of God to make them go, wow, man, that's somebody that really loves God. That's somebody that's really in. Yes, that's exactly the way we ought to be. I started looking at some others too, you know, in Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Remember when I'm just summarizing for a length to keep from reading, but In Acts chapter 4 there, remember when they brought the disciples up and they were accusing them of, you know, bringing Jesus' blood on their hands and all that? And Gamaliel stood up and said, you know, if these men are of God, then we're fighting against God. If they're not, and they'll come to naught. And then it says when they got together and talked about it a little bit, it said that they took knowledge. They said these men are ignorant and unlearned. But they took knowledge that they had been with Jesus. Why? Because of the way they were handling themselves, the way that they were talking, and the way that they were willing to stand there. They're getting persecuted, and they're standing there, and they're representing God because they refused. Remember, should we obey God or should we obey men? We're going to obey God rather than men. And so they displayed, and they saw Jesus, and they took knowledge. I want folks to take knowledge of our church that we've been with Jesus. Amen. And that we are with Jesus. And that Jesus is still on the inside of us. And so
How do we make sure that we are identified with Christ? Well, go with me to Galatians 2:20 and let's look at that. Galatians 2:20. Let me get over there to that. Galatians 2:20
says this: I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Do you see that? How did Paul say he lived his life now? He lived his life by faith in the Son of God. You want to get identified with Christ? Be a faith person. Live your life by your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, your faith in the Word of God, not your faith in the world or anything else in the world. Because I'm telling you, God's the only one that won't let you down. He's the only one that will never fail you. You've got to realize people, even though they might be well-meaning, they'll sometimes disappoint you. But God will never disappoint you. You live your life in faith through Him. And I promise you, as you walk that walk of faith and you're talking faith and you're acting on your faith, people will see that and they will identify you with Christ. They'll realize that's a believer right there. Remember, Paul told Timothy to be an example of a believer. So we do that. We live our life out by living the life of Christ in faith. We talk faith. We walk faith. We act in faith. Amen. When Paul was over in Acts chapter 27, when Paul was on the ship, they're right in the middle of a hurricane. Things are just going crazy. They've thrown everything off. All hope that they should survive was gone. Paul comes out and he begins to tell the people to be of good cheer. He said, you know, sirs, be of good cheer. He said, the angel of the Lord's been with me tonight and he says, we're going to be spared. And you know what he says? He says, I believe God. Right in the middle, when everybody else is freaking out, everybody else is going crazy, everybody else thinks they're going to die, he says, I believe God, and I believe it will be just like he told me it would be. See, here's the thing, church. We got to stay identified with Christ. We got to continue to believe God, because I'm telling you, things are going to go on in this world. You're going to see some things going on, and you better stay hitched up to the Lord Jesus Christ. You better keep your identity with Him. If not, there's some things going to go on that'll pull you away if you'll let it. You've got to stay fast. Hold fast to your confession and keep walking in faith and identifying with Christ. And let everybody else do what they want to. But you need to look and say, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen? Come on, stand to your feet with me. Every one of us need to be living our life out by faith. I understand that there's times that the world comes against us and things come against us, but we need to realize that we have God, and God's got us. He's always working all things together for good to those that love and serve Him, those that are the called. You're the called according to His purpose. Amen? Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you, Father God, Lord, that we identify with you. I thank you, Father God, that we look just like you. I thank you, Father God, if we looked in the mirror, we'd just see you. Thank you, Father, when you look at us, you see Christ. And so, Father, we just bless you tonight and thank you for this people that recognizes and realizes, Father God, what it means to identify with you, what it means, Father God, to walk with you in faith, Lord God, because we trust you and we know, Father God, that as long as you're on our side, and we are holding to you, Father God, we cannot fail. We cannot lose. We'll always win. And we just give you glory. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Is there anybody who needs us to pray with you or believe God with you for anything tonight? All right. I'm going to dismiss it. And if you need to go over and help if you want to, we'll try to get all the tables set out. Charles and I, and actually Brother Tim Hall helped us. We got everything cleaned up, so we're just ready to set tables and stuff out and get that ready so they can decorate. Okay, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I bless every person. I thank you for your supernatural protection around them as they return to their homes, and we just give you glory. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
in here, like standing right here.